What's your name?
My name is Robert Popridge.
And have you been a victim of police violence?
Yes, I have. I was victimized at the South Central Farm and also protesting the Minutemen.
And can you describe what happened to you?
When we charged the bulldozer at South Central Farm, numerous of us were handcuffed, arrested, beaten. I was choked. I was wearing a mask around my face. And Officer Ennis took the mask off, put it around my neck, and proceeded to choke me with it. He also started kicking a minor and started strangling the minor when he was on the ground and being held by a baton. And the cops were, besides physically abusing us, they were verbally abusing us, saying racist comments against us, saying the South would rise again, making comments about our skin for being Mexican and being of that descent. They were making comments also. And afterwards, a couple of days later, the cops still came around and harassed us at the farm.
So these were white cops that were making racist remarks towards you?
Yes, they were. Like, one of the cops, I can't recall his name. He was under the command of Officer Ennis, was saying stuff like the South will rise again and you dirty wetback and stuff, et cetera, like other racial slurs against me, against the other people that were arrested. They also beat the women that were arrested. One of the women got fractured ribs. Her wrist was really badly injured. They slammed one of the women face first into the ground.
So in addition to police brutality, you think this was a hate crime that was racially motivated?
I think race had somewhat of to do with it. I think also they were doing it kind of in spite to annoy us and to upset us, because once we got to the police station, they still were telling us things like, they're like, well, the farm's gone now, you guys are just stupid and now you're going to jail for life. And even though they weren't true, when we found out later on that only half the farm had been destroyed, not the whole complete entire farm at the time.
So is your case pending, or what's your situation?
My case is pending for November 15th. I'm going to trial with it.
I see. Are you getting adequate legal support and solidarity from the community?
No, not at all. We do get, like, somewhat support. Like, I think the last court case, we had 20 people come out. But I have a public defender. The Lawyers Guild refused to talk to me. They like, shut me out of their office. And Stormer's office has worked with the public defenders. They've been pretty good about it. But the farmers, there's not much they could do, because it is a legal thing, and the cops won't give information, or the lawyers won't give information to anybody but the person involved. So it is partially because it's a security issue that they won't, unless you're a member involved in the thing, they won't give you information, so it's hard to get support out.
I see. Well, what are some of the things that people can do to help you if they feel so inclined?
They could keep calling the mayor's office, call John Perry's office, the district attorney, the city attorney, ask, demand for charges to be dropped. Also, have acts of solidarity anywhere, just anything, and get the news out there, get aware. Make people aware of the situation, and that helps me with my case, but it also helps the farmers in getting back their land.
Right. So when is your trial again?
November 15th.
November 15th, and where is it?
It is at the downtown courthouse on Temple and 2nd. It's in Division 40, and it starts at 8:30. I am pleading not guilty. I'm hoping to win my case against the charges that I'm facing. I'm facing three different misdemeanors, and I want all charges dropped. But besides that, I'm going to be pressing charges against those Officer Ennis and the other police responsible for the
wow. So you're going to take them to civil court?
Yes. I'm going to take them to civil court, sue them, and I want them to resign.
Well, do you know if there's been any internal affairs investigation into their behavior on that day?
At the beginning, I think Officer Ennis was suspended, but I believe he's back on duty. other officers that were involved in the thing have been spotted, so I know they are on duty, and I don't think any internal thing was reported to them. When we got to the police station and we complained about our injuries, the person that we were supposed to complain to about police brutality was actually Officer Ennis, the main person responsible for what happened.
That's very disturbing. Do you see any of the people that brutalized you here today at this demonstration?
Currently, no. I do see a captain that has been responsible for arresting people at demonstrations in the past for just stepping off the street or using a bullhorn and exercising their free speech.
Oh, that's very disturbing. What are some of the things you think people can do to try to end or make it so that the police are less violent towards the people of the city?
I think they need to take an example from the EZLN, the APPO, and the People's Defense of Anatenco. They need to just organize in the community and kick the police out. We don't need the police to boss us around. We can take care of ourselves. We can organize and show people that things like murder and stuff will not be tolerated, but the police don't have to go and beat us.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.